Recifes lá de cima me avisam dos perigos de chegar. Angra, Angra dos Reis, Ipanema, Iracema e Itamaracá. Porto Seguro, São Vicente, braços abertos, cê tá a esperar.
Pois bem, chega.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from ancestral, unceded, and traditional Musqueam territories. That was O Descubridor dos Sete Mares by Chim Maya. What a groovy song.
What a groovy song. What groovy vibes.
What groovy vibes. Okay, but before we go on to speak about how groovy and awesome this song is, let me introduce myself. My name is DJ D-Rod, and I'm so happy to be here in the studio with the one and only DJ Bruja.
Hello, hello. Hola, gente linda. Oi, gente. Welcome to Viva Porú, el encuentro para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul, here at CITR every other Thursday at 4 p.m. Ooh. And of course, I have right here with me the one and only DJ D-Rod. Sexiest DJ alive.
Oh, stop it, DJ Bruja.
I love it, DJ D-Rod. Well, welcome to another episode of Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. And today, it's Viva Porú, ungüento para alma.
Para sua alma.
Para sua alma. Why is that, DJ D-Rod?
This is why... The reason why is because we were craving Portuguese special, and a special where we played more of the music in Portuguese that we love, and we talked about how beautiful Portuguese is. It's honestly one of our favorite languages, and sometimes, you know, we play too much Spanish.
Yep.
We love Spanish, of course, because
Speak Spanish. It's our mother tongue, of course, makes sense. But sometimes we love a little bit of Portuguese in our lives. We wish we had more Portuguese in our lives.
We wish.
But here we are trying our best to have a little Portuguese hug. Oh, a hug in Portuguese.
I know, it's like, oh, Portuguese. I mean, a Portuguese hug as well.
Yeah,
Portugal.
There you go, from Portugal.
But, you know, we wanted to start by talking about how beautiful the language is and maybe mention a few of our favorite words in Portuguese. So,
yeah, we wanted to do that. Yeah, to be honest, you know, I feel like Portuguese has... I think my friend Lorenzo described Portuguese as caramel, and it is such a caramel language. It is so, so smooth, so beautiful, and so sweet, like a brigadeiro.
Brigadeiro.
Yeah, like a brigadeiro. Whoa. So I feel like it is worth to mention some of our favorite words in Portuguese. I'll start us. Esquecer is one of my favorites. And it's because, you know, it means to forget or forget. But in Spanish, it's olvidar, which is also beautiful. But I think that esquecer has such a, like, sentimiento. You know, it comes from the soul, from the alma. And I don't know, it always traps me. Whenever I hear it on TV, I'm always like, what? Say it again. I love esquecer.
Well, esquecer, esquecer. And pay attention because we have a song today.
That has that word
in the title.
Good catch.
So stay tuned.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, I think to follow esquecer, probably the one word in Portuguese that a lot of people really like, saudade.
Saudade, of course.
Saudade, which does not really have a literal translation. It's sort of like miss or...
Yeah, like a nostalgia.
Missing of something or someone. Mm-hmm. But really, there's no translation.
No literal
of that
translation.
Same, yeah.
That's also a word that has so much power and sentimiento. Mm-hmm. You really can't explain it. You just feel it.
You just feel it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So that's beautiful. I like bachipapo. It's my favorite. I feel like it's such a fun way to describe what it is. And it is basically like a little plática, like a little talk, like a little charla with your friends, you know, and bachipapo. And I feel like that it is.
Bachipapo.
It is what it is.
And you know what that brings me to? Bachipapo. Facey. Facebooky.
Facebooky. Oh, Pochi Doggy. That is amazing.
Yes.
I love WhatsApp-y. It.
WhatsAppy. So yes. All these words in English that...
Yeah, that are pronounced in a certain way.
That Portuguese, are better in Portuguese.
That are way better in Portuguese. Thank you very much.
Yes, DJ Bruja. Oh my, hey, another one that we cannot miss.
Cafuné.
Uh-huh. Which we've mentioned... Actually, in our Basorexia special, which just means to run your fingers through someone's...
Hacer piojito.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've talked about this before with some Brazilian friends. And I was like, oh my God, yeah, it's, you know, hacer piojito. And they were so confused because they were like, what? You mean you have lice?
No.
Like, what is it? And I was like, no, cafuné. Let's leave it at cafuné.
Let's leave it there. We won't even translate it into English.
But yeah, it's beautiful.
Beautiful. And the one that I read yesterday for the first time, which means waterfall, is cachoeira. And if you say multiple times, it can be like the sound that a waterfall makes, you know, cachoeira, like water.
Is that onomatopoeia? Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I love that. And it's so beautiful. There's something very special about the CH sounds as well that I feel like, yeah, like Romance languages really I don't know. They make it justice. I like it.
Cachorro.
Cachorro. I was just thinking about that. You read my mind.
Oh, you know it, Dio Bruja. You know it. You read mine.
Always. It's actually creepy.
It's creepy.
But yeah. Those were some of our favorite words in Portuguese. We have more coming up, so stay tuned. But what if we start with our first segment of music? Would you be okay?
I would be so okay too.
I vote yes.
Yes.
I vote yes. And you know, this segment is actually very cool, and it should be the first segment of many, hopefully. What is it, DJ D-Rod?
Os nomes. We are gonna give you three beautiful songs that have which title is a name.
Yeah.
So we're gonna start with "Oh Maria" by Gilberto Gil.
Yeah, we are.
What an epic and beautiful song, especially in DJ Brujas and DJ D-Rod's life. Mm-hmm. We have a very special connection to the song. We crossed the Brooklyn Bridge listening to this song.
Yeah, to Gilberto Gil in the background. And I honestly felt in such like a Broad City episode. I was like, yes, I'm famous.
We were
famous. We're going to then listen to Terezinha. And this is by Jorge Benjo. And this is a gem. A literal joyita. And also, I love the name Teresa. And I feel like this one does it the best justice because it's like Terezinha, Tete, Tere. Oh my God, I can't. Yeah.
And
I love it.
You know, we started with Oh Maria, which there's a lot of songs written about Maria.
Maria.
Mm-hmm. But I think this is the only one I've heard written about
Terezinha. And it's not a Teresa, it's Terezinha.
Terezinha.
Like a small Teresa. Yeah, I love it.
And to end that first segment, we're going to listen to Carolina by Caetano Veloso. Whoa.
Yeah, we are.
The minute we said we were going to do a Portuguese special again, DJ Bruja was like, Carolina.
Carolina is here to stay.
To stay.
Yeah, we're going to start with Oh Maria. This is Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul.
Faz tempo que você sabe que eu também sou da Bahia. Se você me adivinha frente qual é a porta. Pro corredor da Lapinha. De união qual é o traço? Barra, barris, barroquinha. Faz tempo que você sabe que eu também sou da Bahia. Oh, Maria. Faz tempo que você sabe que eu também sou da Bahia.
A dor de todo esse mundo. Eu já lhe expliquei que não vai dar. Seu pranto não vai nada ajudar. Eu já convidei para dançar. É hora, já sei, de aproveitar. Lá fora, amor, uma rosa nasceu. Todo mundo sambou. Uma estrela caiu. Eu bem que mostrei, sorrindo pela janela. Olha que lindo. E só Carolina não vi. Carolina, nos seus olhos tristes, guarda tanto amor, o amor que já não existe. Eu bem que avisei, vai acabar. De tudo lhe dei para aceitar. Mil versos cantei para agradar. Agora não sei como explicar. Lá fora, amor, uma rosa morreu. Uma festa acabou. Nosso barco partiu. Eu bem que mostrei a ela. O tempo passou na janela e só Carolina não vi. Eu bem que mostrei a ela. O tempo passou na janela e só Carolina.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma, Viva Porú, The Ointment for the Soul, Viva Porú, Ungüento para su alma. Today's special episode, music in Portuguese and many other things. My name is DJ D-Rod and I'm here in the studio with the one, the only, the witches of witches, DJ Bruja.
Hello, hello. Oi, gente.
Oi, gente. And we have a special greeting. Saludos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To
yeah,
our
do.
Friends.
Dear Valentina and Alvaro.
Listening.
Yeah, listening right now in commercial.
From commercial.
From commercial. Thank you for listening. Beijos, beijos, beijos.
Beijos.
Thank you for tuning in. And everybody who's out there also listening, thank you so much for tuning in. You are amazing. And as you are fans of Viva Porú is a huge fan of yours. It's a rainy Thursday, so we wanted to bring you some vibes in Portuguese, some of our favorite music in Portuguese, because this is a special dedicated to Portuguese, to Brazilian culture and to Brazilian music. And of course, to people in Portugal as well. You know, we unfortunately don't know a lot of music from Portugal, but we would love to. So if you have any recommendations, feel free to DM us. Feel free to email us. Feel free to text us.
Slide into our DMs.
Please do.
Instagram. Our Instagram is at Vivaporu, at CITR.
Yeah.
Reach us there. We want to expand our horizons.
Yeah,
and
we do.
Learn.
Yeah. We wanted to talk a little bit about some of the coolest music genres in Brazil. And it's música sertaneja. Yeah, it is.
Música sertaneja.
Yes. And you know, música sertaneja is a music style that kind of has its origins in the countryside of Brazil in the 1920s. And it's very interesting because sertanejo is actually derived from sertão, which of course I butchered. And this is kind of like a general term for like rural backlands, you know, kind of away from metropolitan regions. But sertão itself is also also often a word used to refer to the Brazilian Northeast. It is quite known for having a lot of country culture and music and vaqueros.
Música sertaneja is Brazilian country music.
Exactly.
And it's very popular in the radio stations in Brazil, right?
Yeah,
we were seeing.
Yeah, I think it's one of the most played. Yeah, in certain regions, which I think is beautiful, because as we talked about in our banda special episode, you know, usually música regional is very much played. It's the number one played, I think, in Mexican Spotify. So you know, we see the connection there with like kind of this this pride towards like folk music. In this case, música sertaneja.
Yes.
And it's awesome because it's such a like filled with sentimiento, you know. Every time I listen to música sertaneja, I feel the feelings behind the music, you know. And there's a bunch of subgenres in there too. It's very, very cool.
Whoa.
Very cool. Yeah.
And we wanted to talk about Marília Mendoza.
Yeah, we did.
Who unfortunately recently passed away. But we did want to make this show just talk about her.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
She was one of the pioneers.
Yeah, yeah,
for
yeah, yeah.
Música sertaneja.
Yeah, for women in that genre, you know, because it used to be very male dominated. And now you started to see a lot of women actually, you know, put their power in the genre. And I feel like Marília Mendoza was one of those women. And she was a legend. My friend Michele, shout out Michele, she was telling me that she was the Adele of música sertaneja, you know, in Brazil, really felt her loss a lot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I feel like we did too. And so we wanted to make a super special mention of Marília Mendoza. Femme fatale, icon.
Pioneer.
And of course, women. Just women.
Just amazing human being.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And speaking of, you know, women in the music industry, I think it's such a special moment to also mention, you know, Afro-Brazilian women making history and being icons and being legendary humans and transmitting their art to us, which we appreciate so much. So we love you. We love the Afro-Brazilian community, especially Afro-Brazilian women. And indigenous women just sharing their art.
Oh my, so you know what we're gonna do now, DJ Bruja?
Think
it's time to listen to some songs by this awesome women that we've been talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're gonna start our segment with Esquízame Si For Capaz by Marília Mendoza.
And this is an album that I believe she participated in with a few other women of, you know, sertanejo music. And it's called Patroas, which means patronas, which
Whoa!
Means la doña, la patrona, you know, women in power,
yes.
Which I love. If you have a chance, check it out. And then we're going to listen to Baño de Folhas. And that one is by Luigi Luna. Probably one of my favorite songs by her. Such a cool artist, mother. Just incredible. Mm-hmm. And if you have a chance to watch the video is also so beautiful. I'm not exactly sure where in Brazil it is, but
check
Chef's
it out.
Kiss.
Find
Chef's
out.
Kiss. Yeah. Beautiful.
After Baño de Folhas, we're going to listen to Manga by Cabo Verdeana, Mayra Andrade. And she's also one of my favorite singers, musicians out there. She was born in Cuba, actually, and lives in Portugal, I think. But she's from Cabo Verde. And her music, honestly, whoa,
yeah.
Amazing.
Honestly,
too.
Bow down. Because
bow down.
It's incredible, incredible. Not only the production, the sounds, her voice.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, she actually did music in English and French before, too. So if you go on YouTube, you should look up the color show she did while in quarantine, like 2 years ago. amazing. And then just go down the YouTube hole.
Yeah. Please, please let yourself go.
Yes.
It's fine. That one is beautiful. So we are going to start with some Marilia Mendoza here at Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma, Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul.
Já que devolveu minhas roupas, já que arquivou nossas fotos, deve ter outra pessoa, aposto.
Tá aproveitando a vida, os novos amigos, indo pra lugares que não ia comigo. Tá se enganando e nem sabe disso.
Beijar outras bocas depois que termina é fácil demais. Fazer sexo por fazer, todo mundo faz. Mas esqueça-me se for capaz.
Pode namorar e botar pra tentar tirar minha paz. Mudar telefone de cidade vai. Mas esqueça.
A cidade é grande, as pessoas muitas, e eu por aí, sem te encontrar, vou pedir a Oxalá. Oxalá quem guia, Oxalá quem te mandou. Tanta volta pra nenhuma resposta, 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 nenhuma resposta, mas um punhado de folhas sagradas pra me curar, pra me afastar de todo mal. Para raio, bete branca, aça peixe, abre caminho, patuli. Para raio, bete branca, aça peixe, abre caminho, patuli. Foi em uma quarta-feira. saí pra te procurar. Andei a cidade inteira, mas cadê você? Cadê você? A cidade é grande, as pessoas muitas, e eu por aí sem te encontrar. Vou pedir a Oxalá, Oxalá quem guia, epa babá, Oxalá quem te mandou. Tanta volta pra nenhuma resposta, 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 nenhuma resposta, mais um punhado de folhas sagradas pra me curar, pra me afastar de todo mal. Para raio, pede branca, aça peixe, abre caminho, patuí. Para raio, pede branca, aça peixe, abre caminho, patuí. Para raio, para raio, para afastar um.
Well, Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Viva Porú, ungüento para su alma. Today is our Portuguese special, an ode dedicated to our favorite Brazilian and Portuguese music. And I have right here with me DJ D-Road in the studio.
In the studio. We're still not over how great this mics in the studio are, so bear with us.
Bear with us. Honestly, we love being in the studio. We love CITR, and being here doing this live feels awesome. So thank you so much for tuning in on this rainy Thursday here at Viva Porú in Vancouver. Yay, so-called Vancouver.
But you mentioned that probably there were a lot of people not in Vancouver listening today.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. And you know what? That brings us to our Paisaje Sonoro de Latinoamérica, this week's soundscape of Latin America. And it's a double trouble special because I have first a surprise soundscape directly from your family's house, DJ D.
What?
And I hope you like it. So we're going to start with our first surprise soundscape of Latin America, Paisaje Sonoro de Latin America. More than anything, a little greeting because it was your birthday past Sunday, November 7th, Scorpio season, baby. And we see you. We love you. We celebrate your life. And we wanted to give you a little tiny
gift. My God.
So, are you ready?
I'm not.
Are you ready?
I'm not ready.
Here goes, straight from the heart for DJ D-Rod's birthday.
Dani, felicidades desde Barcelona.
Te queremos.
Danielita, te habla tu padre querido. Te extraño, te admiro y deseo que pases feliz cumpleaños y todos tus sueños se hagan realidad este año. Te veo pronto por acá.
Dani, te extraño, te quiero, que Dios te bendiga y se cumpla el propósito todo que tiene para tu vida. Besos, te vemos pronto por acá.
Dani, feliz cumpleaños. Espero que te la pases muy bien con Choco, con Rol, con todos y que comas mucho pastel. Te extraño mucho.
Dani, felicidades, te quiero y extraño muchísimo, nunca dejes de ser fabulosa.
Dani, muchas felicidades, te extrañamos, te apreciamos mucho y bueno, pásatela bien, mi bisonte marino.
Oh my God. Oh, my God.
Happy birthday, DJ D-Rod.
That was so beautiful. I cannot. Oh, my God, DJ Bruja, how did you do that?
A little tiny surprise. You always do it to me.
Yes.
So you thought I couldn't do it to you. But let me tell you, you were wrong.
I was wrong. It was so beautiful.
Oh, DJ
you could hear my three siblings who are not here, who I miss so much.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful to hear your voices. Aww. And of course, Papo Ana, thank you so much. DJ Bruja, gracias.
Of course, we love you, DJ D-Rod.
Oh,
we're huge
God.
Fans of DJ D-Rod. So that was the first surprise, Paisaje Sonoro de Latinoamérica.
I'm not over it.
Yeah, I know. It was quite epic. I'm not going to lie. It was beautiful.
It was so oh my God.
And now we're going to move on to the part two, Paisaje Sonoro de Latinoamérica, soundscape of Latin America of this week. And this one is also very, 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 very extra special. It is, it was sent by one of my very, very good friends, dear friends, who is now listening from Porto Alegre in Brazil. Porto Alegre is the capital city of Rio Grande do Sul. And I am a huge fan of Larissa Radke. Larissa, Viva Porú is a huge fan of yours. We love your content. Mm-hmm. We love what you do. And
We're your fans.
Yeah, we love you. And we hope that you get to come to Vancouver soon so we can collab. But basically, this Paisaje Sonoro was sent by Larissa. And this is a little bit of a fofoca session. Yeah.
So bachi papo, but But different because...
Yeah, this is more like a gossip, you know, when you get okay. together with friends and you're chismeando, you're gossiping about life.
My favorite thing to do.
So we wanted to give a huge shout out to Larissa. Thank you so much for sending us this beautiful soundscape. And we hope you guys enjoy, because here is some fofoca.
O que está acontecendo? Garota, abre a boca. E mas aí, tipo isso, né? Hoje, mas aí, olha que loucura, né? Quando a gente tava lá pra dançar no domingo, do nada ela disse assim... A gente tava reclamando do espelho, lembra? Ela disse assim... Ah, tem dois espelhos lá na tua sala. Leca, vão comigo. Opa! Ela é muito bombora. E aí fui, e a gente buscou os espelhos e tal. E tipo, beleza, entendeu? Mas foi tipo assim...
Sim.
Do nada. Tá,
eu ia falar, eu quero Instagram pra ver se é o vizinho mesmo.
Ah, é isso.
E que a gente acha que o meu vizinho pega uma amiga.
Não, pegava.
É, uma amiga da Lê.
Ah, tá.
A gente acha não, tem um vizinho meu que pega, pegava
que
vizinho,
é
a amiga da Lê. Mas eu quero saber se é o vizinho mesmo. Do lado.
Que eu acho que é.
Uau, fofoca!
Yeah! Larissa, we're gonna treat you for some beer, some cerveja, some caipirinhas next time you come. Or next time we visit in Brazil.
Oh, you don't know. Hopefully. That sounded like a good fofoca session.
Session, you know?
A good gossip. The highs and lows, the intensity.
We loved it. Thank you so much. And of course, you know, if you ever want to send us some paisajes sonoros of wherever you are in the world, even some greetings, we would love to play those in the radio. Mm-hmm. Feel free to DM us and send us things. We love content. So please,
we love hearing from you. You always hear from us. We love hearing from you.
From you. Exactly.
Hit us up. And we're almost at the end of our show today, but of course we could not leave. I mean, after those, that double bill of
paisaje sonoros,
double trouble was amazing. But we also have the legendary, the great, the amazing Llama Fact of the Week.
Cool Llama Fact of the Week.
Cool Llama Fact of the Week.
Of course we do.
And the cool Llama Fact of this week is that llamas only have teeth on the bottom and the front. The top is just a rubbery palate, actually. So,
what?
Yes, that makes it very safe when feeding a llama treats. So please feed llama treats when you see them, because they tend to take them with their soft lips, the treats, and then on the back they do have molars, and that's how they chew up their food. But it's very safe to feed llama treats.
Please do not come to us if you get bit by a llama. It is not our responsibility.
Viva Poru does not take,
legal responsibility. Oh my god, but that is actually so awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're ever sad, go onto YouTube and look up llama chewing videos, because it's hilarious.
Hilarious.
It is glamorous. It is beautiful. So do yourself a favor. And you know, Viva Poru wouldn't be Viva Poru without llama loving, without some llamas, because we are obsessed with llamas.
Where
does it come from? We don't know, but we love it.
Right now in the back, we're listening to Funky Bonichin by João Mar.
Yeah, we are.
Yes,
and it's such
we
a
are.
Cute song. Oh my gosh. And also, if you ever want to check out the songs, you can follow us on Spotify. Well, we have all the episodes uploaded on Spotify, but we also have the playlists that we make for each episode. So some of the songs that don't make it into the show are in those playlists. So we're going to post all this info on our Instagram. But yeah, you should be able to check it out. Check it out.
Check it out. We're going to jump into our last music segment of today's show. We're going to start with Bilcinho Bilcinho by Brazilian rock band Oterno.
Yes, we are. And then, of course, we are going to listen to Qual é a Sua by Mamundi. And this song is epic. And huge shout out to Lorenzo for showing me this song. We love you, Lorencito. And of course, we know you love Romance languages, and Portuguese is one of the top of your list. So this episode is also dedicated to you. And that song is epic.
That song is epic. And also, before I mention the last song, I just wanted to say a big greeting to my friend Mai, who is in Brazil right now and who's looking for someone to look after her two Chihuahua dogs. So if you're that person,
if you are
in December,
sitter,
if you want to take care of two amazing and
Chihuahuas.
Sometimes scary Chihuahuas.
What are the Chihuahuas' names?
Blah Blah and Cha Cha.
Oh my God. I'm sold. That's beautiful. Oh, and a little bit of other shout outs before we release our last song, what we're going to play today. Shout out to Shirley here in Vancouver, another one of my favorite Brazilians who makes incredible handcraft cards, like handmade cards. And if you need some handmade cards, please send me a text because I will send you her info. Her cards are incredible.
Whoa.
And also, speaking of cards, I have another Brazilian friend who reads tarot cards. Lucas Monteiro. Listening to from Sao Paulo, I believe. And Lucas, we love you. Viva Peru loves you.
We do.
Shout out to all of our Brazilian friends.
Shout out.
Yeah. We're going to end this beautiful episode with a wonderful song. And this is by one of the new era kind of music and artists in Brazil. Her name is Mariana Froes, and she is awesome. And this song is epic. It's called Moça, which I think also is a wonderful word in Portuguese. So, yes. Yes.
Beautiful.
And there you have it. That was our wonderful Portuguese special. And viva Peru, un cuento para sua alma.
Viva Peru.
Yeah.
The ointment for the soul. Viva Peru. El ungüento para el alma. Viva Perú. Oh, ungüento para sua alma.
Thank you again so much for tuning in. It is always such a pleasure. And catch us 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from
next,
now.
Next Thursday at 4 p.m. Vancouver time. And we love you. We miss you. Beijinhos.
Beijinhos. We appreciate you.
Viva Perú.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories. This is Bilcinho, Bilcinho by O Terno.
Toca bonito, como batuca com classe, menino, espanca e faz carinho. Toca simples, toca tranquilo, é bateria, arte, meu amigo. É rock and roll, é baião, pop erudito, ah, como ele Bielzinho, Bielzinho, como ele toca bonito, como batuca com classe, o menino espanca e faz carinho. E quando não está fazendo piada, agita o baile com a sua batucada, junto com Peixeira, o famoso rei do baixo. Eu canto e toco dando risada.
Bielzinho, Bielzinho, como ele toca bonito. simples, toca tranquilo, é bateria de meu amigo, é rock and roll, é baião, rock erudito, ah, como ele toca bonito.
Vamos lá, meninas.
Com Peixeira, o famoso rei do baixo, que eu canto e toco dando risada.
Dentro de si, mas quando você